Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Good morning.
Darren Wall, Sky Shabalala.
Oh,
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
No. Oh, nice.
Yes.
To what do we owe the pleasure of this happiness of a Tuesday?
You said it yesterday, man.
Yeah?
New year, new me.
Are we going with that? Are we rolling with that?
So I think Sky's also at that level of, you know, when you wake up and you find out that your route to work is not open, which could be happening to you this morning with the N2 being closed.
So please listen to Jay Shapiro's Rob.
Yes.
And if you're about to leave right now, just get the update online.
N2 is closed by Queen Nandi.
Yeah, Queen Nandi. Both ways.
No, is it both ways?
Yeah, it is both
directions.
Ways.
Of a truck recovery. It's going to take 6 hours, she said.
It's like a tanker.
Yeah. A tanker, mate?
Mm.
Boys.
No, she didn't say a tanker, mate. She said it's a tanker.
Can maybe before you start, can you just say something?
Yeah.
I always say something.
Okay.
Oh.
Just yes or no. Yesterday, I missed my first scan.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I feel guilty.
Yes, you're a failure as a father. Already. I'm guessing the mother of your child was there for the scan.
Yes, and then they gave me. She was, yes.
It was only you who missed it.
You
were there, the baby was there, and Sky wasn't there.
Yes, but.
Absentee father. A stereotype you do not want to endorse.
Did you forget?
No, I didn't forget. I had to go coaching, but
that's okay. Hold
no,
on a second.
But I just got to coaching
again,
and they video called me for the feedback.
Yeah,
and
so I thought I was within there, but I was not there.
Yeah, you were.
That's what I wanted to say. So,
listen,
this
is your attempt.
Thank you.
No, you're not a failure. Okay. No,
zero attempt at meta parenting.
Sky, this is the first of many things of your child you're going to miss.
I think it's actually, Kiri's right on this one. I mean, the child needs to get used to the disappointment.
Yeah, that you're not going to be around.
Of your parenting.
That I will always put sports first.
Yeah.
Actually, guys, can I jump on this parenting bandwagon?
Yeah.
Because, Darren Moore, I'm looking at you.
How unfitting.
Exactly. Because
by all means, non-parent.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I just want to say the most amount of respect. And Sky, you're about to get there. But last night I had... my sister's eldest sleepover. He starts grade one tomorrow.
Okay.
He asked for a sleepover. I was like, it's a school night for me, but anyway, you can.
Yeah.
And this morning, as I was getting ready, obviously you budget for the time that you need for your shower, your brushing teeth,
which
your coffee.
You have for your whole
for
life.
For me,
yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm a very selfish human.
Quite right.
This morning, he wakes up between Fireman Sam telling me which toothpaste is too spicy.
Correct.
He needs a different toothpaste. And then he doesn't want toast, guys. He must have a fruit smoothie.
Correct.
And the fruit smoothie must have more of this. And I was like, I didn't budget for this, bro. But at the same time, I can't say no to him. And then still had to drop him off at home before coming to work. And I just wanted to say to you right now, getting your child ready for whatever you have to do, just props and respect and all of that. And Sky, good luck. And Darren, well done.
Yeah.
Because I know you're sitting alone for a while, and I just am like, what the actual? People have got, they've got little people.
It's proper
too much.
Work, yeah.
It's a lot. It's so lovely.
I would encourage a lot of people. Like, they say have a pet before you have a child, but I would say if you have siblings who have children, take the children for, like, not a day or two, for a week or two.
For real.
If you can survive a week or two, by all means, become a breeder.
Yeah.
But until then, you know, I think people venture into that paradigm way too willingly.
Shout out to Morena.
Respect.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.